How do you leverage emotional intelligence to create the life, relationship, and business of your dreams? I've spent over a decade studying, speaking, and coaching on emotional intelligence, and in this podcast, I share the exact principles and strategies my clients have used to earn seven-figure incomes, heal their relationships, get engaged after years of failed relationships, and step into their authentic power to become the leaders they came here to be. Let's do this. Welcome back to episode 216 of the Marcia Miyake Show. Today, we're going to be talking about two shifts to make if you want to radiate confidence. Confidence is a big topic here on our show because, you know, at the end of the day, regardless of what we're trying to achieve, we're always chasing a feeling. And one of the best feelings is when we feel confident. So we've discussed this topic in different ways. And today, we're just going to be talking about two simple shifts that you can focus on so that you can present more confidently. So let's jump right in. Number one is shifting from external validation to internal safety. Now, you might think that's pretty basic. We all know we shouldn't be seeking external validation, yet our society conditions us to do just this. We are always looking to the outside to help us create a sense of identity, a sense of safety, and a sense of confidence. Even if we go back to our childhoods, we looked to our parents for validation. And, you know, luckily now, for the babies coming in now, we have a lot more research around child psychology and early childhood development. And parents are better equipped if they seek the information out to provide their children with the foundation to really learn to look within. Because as children, we look to our parents. I see the way that my children look to me for approval. And, you know, it's been a shift that I've been working on myself to ask them how they feel about it. So I always say, oh my gosh, great job. I'm so proud of you. But also, how do you feel about this? How does that make you feel? And that's really training them to not necessarily always be looking out for like that external praise and really checking in with themselves and be like, how do I feel about this? Like, my opinion is actually the most important. So when we talk about why this radiates confidence now, it's because people can sense if you're comfortable in your body or if you're not comfortable in your body. It's so obvious. And when people are doing something for approval, you can kind of see it. You know, when people brag and it just seems like over the top. And it's funny because in the academy today, we were talking about the importance of sharing our wins and feeling confident to share what we have to offer and why we're great. And at the same time, there is that line between sharing what you have to offer, otherwise people will never know, and then also straight up bragging. Now, the difference isn't in the words that we use. It's actually in the energy that we are holding. So if you're saying it from an energy of this person loves themselves in a healthy way and they're full of themselves in a healthy way, like I love the saying when people say like you're full of yourself, well, what else would I be full of? Like if I'm not full of me, I should be full of me, right? So it's in the way that we communicate our successes. So it's all in the frequency that we are carrying. And people can tell. People can tell when someone is saying like, I have to tell you my wins because it's my way of like getting you to see that I'm valuable versus me sharing my wins because I'm so excited about them right now. Very different frequency. So the reason this is connected to confidence is because someone who seeks approval lacks internal safety. They are afraid of judgment because that's essentially what they give to themselves. So going back to early childhood, if your parents were always critical of you, there's a good chance that you are self-critical, and there's also a good chance that you are critical of others. And so you may be playing small because you are trying to keep yourself safe and you want to protect yourself from the criticism of other people because that's what you experienced growing up. So that's like a normal thing. And also you are so self-critical and you're so critical of other people that you think that everybody is like that. And that goes to the saying, you know, we don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. If you are self-critical of yourself, you assume that everybody is thinking the same when people are just minding their own business for the most part. People, especially successful people, have no time to criticize other people. So when we are seeking approval right away, I can see, okay, here we've got a lack of internal safety. Because here's the thing, when I'm internally safe, when I have accepted myself, when I am at peace with myself, then I'm not really afraid of your judgment, because at the end of the day, I can turn away from your judgment and I'm left with what I've got for myself. And if what I have for myself is self-acceptance and compassion, then I'm going to be good regardless. So remember that the most judgmental people have the most judgment towards themselves. So the next time that someone judges you, just remember, look at them with compassion and be like, wow, I genuinely do this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I would not want to be in your head. If you're treating me like this and be that judgmental of me, like, oh my gosh, what is going on in your mind? And it reminds me of the African proverb, if there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. So you want to see someone that's confident, someone is that's not seeking approval, that's just themselves unapologetically, because why? They have created internal safety within themselves. So my judgment or your judgment really doesn't matter to them because they're good. They're good within themselves. Okay, so rather than seeking approval, which can give desperate vibes, what you want to do is work on how you're feeling on a day today. Okay, so I'm going to go on a tangent because I feel like this is still relevant. So I had a migraine over the weekend, and they're not a vibe. If you've ever had them, they're so crap. And I used to get them pretty regularly, and then I completely healed them, and I'm going to be healing them again. So I, you know, it's not that I don't accept Western medicine, but if I can heal this naturally, I'm going to do that. So anyway, the blessing of this massive migraine, honestly, it was like a spiritual awakening for me because I was in so much pain. I was vomiting. I had like cold sweats. It was all the things. I could hear my children playing with Dan. I could hear Dan being stressed out by the kids. And I was like, wow, that should be me there with them. I had so much clarity. It was so surreal. But one of the things that I just decided was like, you know what? I'm just going to change the way that I eat and go back to how I was before. I used to be very, very clean. I didn't even have coffee, no stimulants, nothing. And so I'm like, I'm going to go back to that. Well, after having, like, I have like 2 cacaos a day, like a coffee, like I'm just always on the go. And that's the other thing I realized in this awakening that I had with my migraine. I was like, I'm way too fast. Like, I'm just go, go, go. And don't get me wrong, I am not against that at all. But I also have the self-awareness to know where my threshold is and what's going to work for me and what isn't. And what was happening for me in terms of my nervous system was not working. Hence, God blessed me with this migraine so I could slow down, get clarity, awakening, boom, I came out a new person. And then the next day, I was going about my life as normal. I have some practices, as you know, that I like to maintain. So I journal in some capacity. It looks different every day. I always listen to a podcast, and I used to read for hours on end, and I was like, I'm just going to do that more. So I was reading, and I was laying in my bed reading because that's how I love to do it. I really love to just relax and I was drinking water, and it was so surreal that Dan came over. He's like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I think so. And I almost felt like a bit emotional. And he's like, what's happening? And I said, you know what is so weird is that I feel like for the first time in a long time, I have just been with me. Like, not going, not doing, not like even meditating, right, as a practice, not journal, like literally sitting with myself with zero external anything, like no cacao, no coffee, just me with my thoughts in my body as it is, and I could just feel all of my emotions. And as you know, I also keep very a good track of my cycle, so I know exactly where my emotions are typically. So for me to be this mellow and almost melancholy and just not excited for this day of my cycle was weird. But I was like, oh my gosh, I've just conditioned myself to be so high, go, that this was like, it was almost like I was meeting myself for the first time. I know that sounds so dramatic, but that's honestly how it felt. It's like I had met myself for the first time in a long time, and I was like, hey, like, there you are. And mind you, I am someone who does journaling, meditation, self-love practices, inner child healing. Like, I do all the mindset work. And this was just one of the times where I could just be. So when I talk about being with your emotions, I often talk about, and this is like throughout our teachings inside of the EQ Academy, is how we find ways to like avoid our emotions because we're essentially trained not to be okay with them. And I'm going to talk about that in the next point, often during our childhood. But we are uncomfortable with our emotions and we want to expedite emotions like, you know, anxiety or like whatever it is, discomfort, sadness. It's like we have certain emotions that we label okay and the certain emotions that we need to like expedite through. And even in the personal development field, I see this a lot, like these different techniques of like tapping and all these techniques to move through the emotions. Like, what if the work isn't to move through it like right this hot minute? What if it was like to sit with your emotion and just like be with the emotion? And that's where I believe you really find your power is, can you sit in the darkness? Can you sit with the emotion? And I'm really good at sitting with my emotions. I have trained myself to. It's almost like an art now where I can sit with the emotion, and because I can sit with it, oh my gosh, it like dissipates in a second, because emotion almost needs your resistance to get bigger. It gets bigger by your fear of it and by your discomfort of it. And you like start judging the emotion right? I sit with emotion, zero judgment, boop, and I can like move it. And this was the first time that it wasn't a bad emotion. It wasn't a high level emotion. It was just me being, and I was so present. And I was noticing my body in a different way. And I was noticing like the bed sheets, and I was noticing like it was so crazy. And I was like, okay. So I'm just coming back to the self. I'm coming back to just creating like that deep internal safety. Internal safety is not looking to the outside, not looking at my phone, not putting on the TV, not picking up a book. It's literally being. Can you be? Can you be in the presence of yourself? Can you sit? This is like the monk-like stuff that we talk about, right? This is why like they go up in the mountains and they, what do they learn? Like no distractions. They learn to be. Can you be present still? And when you can do that, you've essentially created internal safety, right? Going back to that African proverb, if there is no enemy within, i.e. you don't have any racing thoughts, you don't have all these negativity, then nothing outside of you can do you any harm. Okay. So that's the shift one that you need to make, is moving from external validation, i.e. looking around for like signals from the outside world, and really tapping within and getting that internal safety for you. Internal safety might be like a knowing, and it might be your relationship with God. Okay. Okay. Number two, and this is like such a big shift, and obviously I'm talking more to women here, but shifting from wearing a masculine mask to embodying your feminine. Again, I'm so happy that more masculine presenting teachers are now talking about femininity, and they're like, oh, it's the untapped resource. It's like, yeah, like it was always within you. But now more and more teachings are going to come through about why the feminine is powerful, and like how we are wearing these masculine masks. So without going too much into the fundamentals, just to give you a little recap, if you're not really familiar with the energies, I definitely have other episodes too, episode 121, episode 127, and multiple other ones on feminine energy. But everyone has masculine and feminine characteristics and ways of being. and whether you are male or female, okay? And some of us are more masculine and some of us are more feminine. We are essentially born with a, if you're a woman, you're born with a feminine essence. So when I'm saying you're wearing a masculine mask, again, I break this down deeply in the academy and in our programs. But when you are wearing a masculine mask as a someone with a feminine essence as a female, it's about acting in a masculine way to protect yourself because at some point in your life, this is the way that kept you safe. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple examples. Now, with these examples, this exact example could have led someone to have a completely different behavior. So these are just examples, okay? So, for example, you weren't picked up as a child when you cried. You were a baby, you were crying, your parents didn't pick you up, maybe they were busy. And what that resulted in as one potential is now you are distant. You are hyper-independent, okay? You're hyper-independent because what did you have to learn how to do that now, thank goodness, we're learning that it's not possible, is self-soothe. Babies cannot self-soothe. What we do is we abandon ourselves, okay? So you become hyper-independent. You don't want to rely on anyone. Maybe you even end up with an avoidant attachment style. That could be one way that now today as a grown-up woman, you wear a masculine mask and you wonder why your relationships don't flow. Or maybe your family, or maybe you perceived your family to value results. Because here's the thing, as a child, your view of the world is skewed by your mental capacity to actually perceive it, okay? So your family may have not actually valued results in the way that you saw, but maybe a couple key memories for you showed that they did value results. Therefore, you feel like you needed to perform to receive love. So now you're constantly doing at the detriment to your health, relationship, and any kind of sense of balance. Okay, so that was just two examples. There could be other multiple examples. Maybe it was like in your adolescence with relationships and something caused you to put up a wall. So as a feminine woman, when you wear a masculine, when you wear a masculine mask, it's like putting up a wall. Okay, so whatever the cause, the masculine mask is when someone with a feminine nature puts on a masculine front, not out of conscious choice, but out of subconscious survival, okay? Because your body remembered this way of being, kept us safe, let's do this again. But when you are in survival, you cannot expand, you cannot quantum leap, you cannot experience bliss and also be in survival at the same time. You cannot, okay? So someone with a feminine essence does not want to be predominantly in her masculine, period. I like to play in both. I feel like I have pretty good reach in both my feminine and my masculine. I can be in my doing a lot and I can be in my being, and I like to kind of play in both and I like to flex in different areas. Like, for example, in some ways in my creativity, I can be very feminine. But sometimes in my relaxation, right, I might resist that. So that's something that I need to work on to be in my feminine essence, okay? And then with the masculine, like I can like do, and so I can definitely play in that realm. But then maybe sometimes around structure, maybe something sometimes I want to work on. Although I feel like I'm pretty good with structure too. But that's an example. There's certain areas of both energies where I feel like sometimes I could get better at that. So it's a conscious awareness of knowing what energy you are in at the moment. And then like what energy is going to best serve you and your long-term goals. So when we talk about wearing a masculine mask, it's basically an over-reliance or an inability to switch into your feminine, okay? And the important link here in terms of confidence and why I made this as an important shift to make if you want to radiate confidence as a woman is that wearing a masculine mask can come across as arrogant and not confident. It's something that it's hard to put a finger on, but it's felt within people. You can feel. So confidence in a woman is innately feminine. So when we think about someone who is arrogant, there's like a distance. It's not really receptive. It's like, I think I'm all that. But whereas someone who's confident and who's feminine, it's open, receptive energy. So the arrogance is not receptive. It's not accepting, whereas confidence is. And that's really, from the energetics perspective, the differentiator there. Now, someone who radiates confidence is essentially just someone who is comfortable in her skin, and someone who's comfortable in their skin just makes us feel comfortable to be around them. And that's what makes us think like, wow, this person is so welcoming. This person is so warm. It's because that person is welcoming and warm towards themselves. Right? We radiate whatever we have inside. So sometimes you're like, I'm being so nice to people. Why aren't they receptive? Well, because they can feel what you're really feeling inside on an energetic level. It's not what you're saying. It's sometimes what your face is doing and sometimes what your body is doing. And it's the energy you are emitting. So in closing, confidence is about internal safety, okay? Because when I feel safe within my body and I'm around you, oh, guess what? You feel safe too. It's about authenticity, and your authentic state as a woman is feminine and whole.